Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. Isn't it odd how some people are always in trouble, no matter how hard they try to please? I'm one of them. Last week, I suddenly remembered that I was on duty and just got to the studio in time to announce Saturday Night Theatre. As I got to the last name in the very long cast list, I remembered it was Sunday. But the government have problem children as well, which is why there is a top-level meeting going on at the moment at the Admiralty.
Well, that settles it then.
Settles what, Admiral?
If you lot are going to hog the sugar, I'll bring me own in future.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. Perhaps you'd care for a bicky as well.
Who the blazes is this moron anyway, Pogue?
I keep telling you, sir, he's from the government.
Oh, is he? Well, what's happened to that chap from the government? Could have been here hours ago.
But I was, sir. I've been here all the time.
Oh, that's different. In that case, we'll start without you. What's next on the agenda, Pooh?
It's the rather delicate matter which Mr. Whittaker Smythe here wishes to discuss, sir. It concerns the future of Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown and his wife.
Oh, Lord, what have they been up to now?
Well, sir, you may remember that his reign as the governor of Putaniland culminated in a demand for home rule.
Yes, yes, but surely we took Sir Willoughby out to Fisker Island recently as the new governor of that.
Oh, quite. They lasted a fortnight there.
Good heavens, well, where are they now?
Well, they were in a tiny little Welsh village, but after 3 days, all the shop windows were boarded up and the local mayor was calling himself Marshal Dillon.
Dillon, eh? I say, any relation to Chunky Dillon? Odd sort of chap he was. Met him at Jutland, you know.
No, sir, I hardly...
Wonderful career. Sank 4 battleships that day, Chunky did. All ours.
Now then, Mr. Whittaker Smythe, where are Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown and his wife now?
Well, we got them out of Wales by train in a special coach, which we had shoved into one of the sidings at Crewe. We've just got to find somewhere else they can go. What we need is a small, remote island that will put up with anything.
The chances of finding a place like that are about 1 in 1,000,000.
That's the chap, Chunky Dillon. And I had a wonderful time at the Battle of San Jose.
Did he really?
Yes, he was at Monte Carlo. The point is, where can we send the Todhunter Browns so they won't start something? Got it! I remember that island the Trout Bridge lot used to be on? Why don't we send them there?
Well, he has got it. Well, if the people on that island would stand for the crew of Trout Bridge all those years, they'd stand for anything.
And where is it?
About 6 miles off Boston. It took me years to get Trout Bridge back from there.
Oh, well, that's settled then. Trout Bridge can take him there. Good man, Povey.
You can't send Trout Bridge back there. I'll never get them off the island again.
Oh, shut up, Povey. For goodness sake, pass the sugar. You and your pal Chunky Dillon have been hogging it all morning.
Johnson, where are you? Help, Johnson, I'm alone. That we've been abandoned. Oh, beautiful, that's don't you ever sneak up on me like that again.
You know what a right disreputable state my nerves are in? Don't you ever leave my side, Johnson.
Sorry, Chief.
Are there guards posted at the gangway?
Yes, Chief. Ginger's there.
Anyone watching the dockyard?
Yes. Taffy Goldstein's down there.
Whew. And that's that. Well, all we can do now, Johnson, is wait. Wait and hope. We're up against the mastermind, Johnson.
I'm not up against anything. You're up against your Uncle Ebenezer. Why don't you just say sorry, pardon to him? Then we can stop all this Sexton Holmes stuff.
Look, sorry pardons won't work on Nunkley this time, Johnson. Not when you've done to Nunky what I've done to Nunky.
Well, it's your own fault, isn't it?
No, it's not. I was ought to know Admiralty would move all that coal in number 5 dot away after I'd sold it to Nunky.
I suppose them old tar blocks you sent him instead didn't burn, eh?
Oh, yes, they did. They burnt all right. Only they sort of smoked a bit.
Smoked?
Yeah. He shoved them on the boiler of his tug, and suddenly he found himself sailing in a thick, evil, ponging fog.
He should have opened a window and got some more fresh air, shouldn't he?
He did, and all he got was more fresh fog. Yeah, you know, after 3 days firing rockets desperately and tooting his hooter, you know what he did?
No.
He ran aground on Clacton Beach, and the local fire brigade spent 2 days putting him out.
What?
So you see, Johnson, sorry pardons won't do.
No.
Apart from everything else, the bottom of his boiler looks like a well-ruled route. And all his mates keep calling him Sooty. Watch it! Sooty strikes again. Take cover, Johnson.
Steve, what's going on in there?
Tell me. Not Nunky. It's number 1. All right, Johnson, go on. Open it up.
Right, yes.
Welcome, Captain.
Welcome? Where to, Dartmoor?
I didn't know we got that number of bolts and chains on board.
No, we hadn't, Mr. Phillips, sir. He whipped them off every warehouse, office and store for miles. Sorry, pardon.
Well, Chief, I don't know what you've been up to, but I imagine you'll be somewhat chuffed to know that we're putting to sea tonight.
Putting to sea? Oh, the relief. Pertwee lives to fight another day.
Pertwee always does. It's fascinating. Well, where are we going this time, sir?
Somewhere that'll bring the sparkle back to the chief's eyes, Johnson. We're going back to the island.
The island? The island? You mean our old island, sir? We're actually being sent back to the island?
That's right. In that case, sir, when's Captain Povey's funeral?
Funeral?
It's Captain Povey who's sending us.
Tell me we've got him at last. He's gone out of his tiny naval mind.
No, not yet, Chief. I gather he didn't have much choice.
Now, before you start filling in hundreds of stores in Dens, Chief, we're only visiting the island. We're not stopping there.
Well, I knew it was too good to last. Yes, just a shame.
It would have been nice to stop for a while.
Well, I suppose that's out of the question.
Yes, out of the question.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Would it be nice to stop for a while?
Yeah, still, that's out of the question.
Yes, sir. Out of the question.
Shame.
Would it be nice?
You mean if we could have stopped for a while?
Yeah. Still, I suppose that's out of the question.
Hmm? Oh, out of the question. Shame.
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 All right, then. How are we going to fiddle it?
We're not. Understood?
Oh, yes, sir.
Completely, sir.
Still, it's a shame.
Yes, it's a shame.
But it's out of the question.
Yeah, it's out of the question.
Oh, don't start that again. This is just going to be a short trip over to the island and back again. That's all.
Crapsies.
And stop grinning. I mean it. We have a very delicate mission on our hands.
Yes, we've got to take Sir Widdley Todd Brown Brunter. Sir Hunter Todd Brown Willoughby. No.
Shall I say it, or would you like another go?
You carry on, sir.
I know when I'm beaten.
We had to get Sir Tiddleby Hotspur back.
$15, sir, your service.
We have to get Sir Willoughby Todhunter Brown and his wife out of the country at 3 o'clock tomorrow morning with the utmost secrecy.
What? Don't they know they're going?
Of course they do. They don't want anyone else to know.
You know, it's odd, isn't it? They're such a nice couple, but somehow, wherever they go, they seem to drop monumental clangers.
Well, let's face it, Mr. Phillips, we know someone else like that, don't we?
Do we, sir? Now, who is that?
Now then, Chief, see the ship's made ready at once, will you? We shall be sailing at 0300 hours tomorrow.
Yeah, always provided Leslie is up.
Oh, I'm sure you will be, sir. We're going to the island, sir.
And coming back, Chief.
I'll try and remember, sir.
Do.
Come on, Mr. Phillips.
Johnson.
That's me.
Johnson, get Uncle Ebenezer on the blower.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. If we're going to see my son, it shouldn't be too difficult for us to see that Nunky collects a little salvage money. And that'll wipe out the slight misunderstanding all over Nunky's personal fog. Get him on the phone, quick.
Oh, it's freezing, sir.
It is at 3 o'clock in the morning, Mr. Phillips. I think it's the heavy dew, sir.
I'm going to look terrible later, you see. A chap needs his sleep, you know.
Well, what time did you go to bed last night, then?
6:30.
Oh, what a shame, sir. You missed the arches.
Number one, where are you?
Yep, watch it. Here's old Thunderguts. We're in here, sir.
Shh. Didn't I tell you secrecy was essential?
Sorry, sir.
Quite, sir. What's happened to Sir Willoughby Todd? Hunter Brown.
Good grief, man. Can't you keep quiet? How many times do I have to tell you that this mission depends upon the utmost secrecy?
Oh, a couple more times will do, sir.
Bragging again.
Oh, do come on, Amelia.
Oh, stop rushing me, Willie. I don't want to slop any of my luggage.
Well, you put corks in it, haven't you?
Well, of course I have, but a 35 bob a bottle, one can't be too careful.
Welcome aboard, sir. And, my lady.
We've been in a puff-puff for days and days and days.
The nights were the worst, you know. All that confounded shunting. Bashed us about all over the sidings, did it?
Shunting?
Yes, all night long. Chuff, 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 chuff. Pink, pink, pinkity, pink, pink. Then us, bonk. I was thinking of calling myself Todd Shunter Brown.
If we hadn't been in the middle of an incredibly well-stocked buffet car, we should have gone bingity, 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 bing, bonkers.
Mr. Phillips, I'm on my knees. This time, please, please try to get out of the dockyard without too much noise.
Don't you worry, sir. I've got it all worked out. We shall steal away into the night, and nobody will even know we've gone.
Wonderful. Marvelous. That's just what I want. Now, for Pete's sake, try and do it.
Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye.
Well, I'll get ashore. Now, for the last time, please remember this departure is secret. Absolutely. Top secret.
I shan't say a word.
Come along, Mr. Phillips. Let's get this water bus out of the garage.
Aye, aye, sir. Chief.
Sir.
Let go aft.
Johnson, tell him to let go aft.
Hey.
Let go aft, it is, Chief.
Let go aft, it is.
Oh, well done.
told you, absolute secrecy. Let go for it, Chief.
Let go for it, Duncan.
Right, Chief.
Let go for it.
Let go for it until he stops at all.
That go for it, it is, Chief.
Good luck, you're losing tons. That go for it, it is, sir.
Oh, splendid. Splendid, splendid. Let go amidships.
Oh, no.
Let go amidships, Johnson.
Oh, that'll be me lot. We weren't tied up amidships, sir.
Well, of course we were tied. What are you talking about?
Don't be ridiculous. We must have been, otherwise we'd be adrift now. And if we were...
Mind your head!
Mr. Phillips.
Full ahead, Bo.
Full ahead, Bo, he said.
Mind that. Oh, no, left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit. Everybody down! Stop, look out, you fools! There's a...
Oh, sorry, pardon. Right hand up a bit.
Right hand
up a
bit. Waking up the whole county, you stupid! No, no, the ghost is the destroyer on your
Phillips, where the blazes are we?
Oh, I can tell you that, sir. We're lost.
Yes, I thought so.
Well, it's hardly my fault, is it? I mean, we haven't been over to the island for such a long time.
Point is, where are we now?
Well, as near as I can tell you, sir. We're aground.
Well done, Mr. Phillips, sir. Put it there, sir. The jackpot. You're a good lad, sir. Now then, what are we going to get off this little lot?
I don't know, really. Pretty tricky.
What's that? What's what, sir? That.
I suppose it wouldn't by any chance be...
Well. Oh, well, fancy that. My word, aren't we the lucky ones?
Oh, incredibly lucky. I hope we haven't kept Nunky waiting.
No, no, sir, we're bang on time. I told him... Ah! Oh, no, the pure blind telling silence.
Bridge number one here.
Lieutenant Bates, electrical officer here, sir. I've been making rather a close study of my gear, sir. And as near as I can tell you, land ho!
Land ho? Where?
Underneath!
Thanks very much. We had noticed.
What's your Johnsy boy?
What's your Nunky? We're friends again, aren't we?
Oh, I'm thinking about it. We haven't fixed the price for pulling you off this little lot yet.
Oh, well, I think I can safely say you can name your own price.
Oh, no, we can't, Chief. In fact, I don't think we're going to need Nunky's services at all. Not need him.
But we must. I mean... I wouldn't be responsibly sensible for the consequences if he's come on a fool's errand in a wild goose chase.
Hard luck. You see, it's low tide, so in an hour or so we should float off on our own quite happily. Say ta-ta to Nunky for us, will you?
Ta-ta-ta. He'll go berserk.
Oh, don't you worry, Chief. I'll tell him. Good morning, Mr. Tugman. Nothing today, thank you.
Ah! Ooh. You
Get on down, sir. Get your mortuary. Fucking his tool out of the car.
I'll get you off, buddy.
I'm good, Pertwee. Allow me to ask. Will you stop the... Ooh, ooh. Now look your ass.
I'll teach you lot to bring me out here for nothing.
Now, what's he up to? He's getting steam up for it. No! Reverse engines, you old fool!
Dummy, he's going to ram us.
Stop! Switch off! All right, everybody down.
Bridge number one here.
Engine room, Abel Seaman Johnson here, sir. I think the mermaid just knocked at the side door and wants to come in.
No, that was Nunkis Tug ramming us, Johnson.
Oh, well, whatever it was, it's made a right mess of things down here.
Now, what's happened?
Well, it's wrapped our floggle tog around the humdrum, sir.
Oh, how nasty.
Can you repair it?
Well, I can patch it up, sir, but it'll only just about get us to the island.
Oh, good. We'll have to indent for a new set of floggle toggles and a pair of hum grummets when we get there.
Right.
You know, sir, it's jolly nice to be back on the old island like this.
Oh, first class. Just how much longer we can hang on here, I don't know. We've been here a month now.
You know, the last signal from old Thundergut suggested that if we still couldn't get back in Troutbridge, we should return in the other frigate.
What other frigate?
Well, is that the one we must be building with all the spare parts?
Yes, it's a fort.
I wonder what's happening to all those spare parts. I'm not sure, sir. Pertwee takes delivery of them every day, sir. And that's sort of the last we ever see of.
Well, that's the jetty guard warning. Uh-oh, something's up. We better get down to the jetty double quick.
Oh, I don't suppose there's anything. They're probably just another load of spares turning up.
Probably. We better go down and find out.
Well, what's all the panic about?
The Pompey launch approaches, sir.
Oh, that's all right. It'll be full of spare parts.
Well, it's got one spare part too many in it, sir. Luke.
Lummy, so it has. Old Thundergut is in it.
Now, I wonder who indented for him.
Number one, just what sort of an idiot do you think I am?
Well, I don't think I've ever classified you. I mean, how nice of you to call.
Oh, look here, I'm giving you until 6 o'clock this evening to get back to Portsmouth.
Oh, that may be a little tricky, you know, sir.
No.
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not sure we have all the spare parts we need.
Are you mad? You practically emptied every naval store in the country. When you indented for everything else, you then said you couldn't sail until you had 2 new 4-inch guns.
I can explain that, sir. Naturally, we must fire a salute to Sir Willoughby Trothunder Brown when we leave.
Oh, rather, sir. I mean, it just wouldn't be the same if we stuck a sailor up the sharp end and got into sharp bang.
Now, you get Troutbridge back to Portsmouth by 6 tonight, or I'll court-martial the lot of you.
Oh, well, in that case, sir, I rather feel we may be able to sail this afternoon. See you in Pompey, sir.
I shall be waiting.
Oh, how kind. Well, we're jolly sorry to see you chaps go, you know?
Yes, I'm afraid it's time we shoved off.
Yes, well, so, Mr. Weaver, because I don't want to be late at the brewery. I've graciously agreed to test a barrel or two for them.
Well, we shall be firing a salute, of course, sir.
Oh, law, must you?
Just courtesy, sir.
We'll try and make sure you're pointing out to sea this time, old chap.
Why, of course, sir.
Last time you fired one straight through a chap's little wickerwork seat.
You also cracked my luncheon. There was glass everywhere.
Cheerio.
Right, onto the bridge, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye.
Right, Chief. All set to go?
If you insist, sir.
Yeah. Good man. Incidentally, I've been meaning to ask you just what has happened to all the spare parts we've had sent over.
Well, Walt, you must know, sir. I came to a little arrangement with a certain relative of mine who runs the garage on the island.
Lummy, I wonder whose bubble car is going to end up with a couple of 4-inch guns on it.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, sir, he also has a scrap metal business on the side.
Oh, how very convenient.
Oh, well, let go aft.
Let go forward, Chief.
Let go off. Let go forward, Chief, sir.
Slow ahead both in first gear.
Slow ahead both.
Aye? Left hand down a bit.
Aye, aye, sir. Stand by the fire salute. Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, yes, I'd almost forgotten. Fire one, Chief.
Mr. Phillips, sir.
Don't argue, Chief. Fire one.
Fire one, it is, sir. Well done, Mr. Phillips, sir. Bullseye. Mac bang through the brewery.
Well, they must have bounced off the roof.
Don't be ridiculous. Someone's firing at us.
But they can't be, sir. I mean, who could be? Abandon ship!
Good heavens, they're coming from round the fallen.
Tell me, Nunky. Look at him, sir. Look, he's a floating arsenal. He must have bought all our spare parts from the garage.
Good gracious, yes, including the 2 4-inch guns.
I told you I'd win in the end. Stand and deliver, or I fire the big one. Don't do it, you silly old bargee. They're very dangerous to fire them guns. The recoil will take them back straight through your boiler. You'll blow yourself up, monkey.
No, I won't.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. Hands up.
Not likely. Anyway, you wouldn't dare fire it.
Oh, yes, I would. Fire one, Auntie.
Blimey. He blasted himself clean out of the water.
No, Chief. Not out of it. Into it.
You rotten lot of twisters. Where's me son? Gone. He's vanished.
Don't worry. It'll be coming down again in a minute. Mind your head. Here comes Auntie. Ha! Keep swimming, Nunky. It's only 6 miles to Portsmouth. Breathe it. Breathe out like it is. In here. In here. In here. Ooh, a lovely bit of freestyle there. Next year, Nunky, give it a tally and back in record time.